Brian Moore with Farmers National. I'm the Northern Area Sales Manager.
Brian, let's begin with kind of an overview of what you've seen regarding farmland values over the past year or so, and what's behind the movement.
Well, really, there hasn't been a lot of movement. It's been pretty stable, I guess, for the last year. We had our big increases back in 12 and 13, 14, and then with the commodity prices dropping, we saw, a pretty substantial drop over the next 2 years. But for the last year, year and a half, we've really seen the prices stabilize. And even in some areas, they're starting to rise a little bit.
Have you seen that in the upper Midwest, states like South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin?
Yes.
As you look ahead further into 2018 and even beyond that, I came across a story from one of your colleagues in Iowa who suggested there's been a recent uptick in people looking to sell farmland. Is that what you're seeing as well? And why might this be a good time to do that?
Well, the reason why we think this is a good time is, the prices have stabilized and they're they're still, compared to 10 years ago, the prices are still at a record high, for where they came from 10 years ago. And right now we see more factors out there that could affect the price, negatively than we do, factors that would affect the price in a positive manner. So we're saying there's more reasons for the land prices to drop than there are to raise. So if you're thinking about selling land in the next year or two, now is a really good time.
What are some of those potential negative factors?
Well, the factors that we rely on for land values, obviously, is commodity prices. Weather is always a factor, and then world events. And, all three of those areas right now, everything seems to be pretty calm, but that can change. And if any of those three areas have a negative, have any negative news, that would lead to lower prices. But we don't see any real factors out there that would drive the prices up substantially. So if you're looking to sell a piece of ground in the next year or two, now's a really good time.
Harder to identify what the factors might be longer term, but when you think about beyond even 2019, you get into 2020 and 2021, I'm sure you'll come back to commodity prices as the main factor. But are there some other things that you're watching longer term?
Well, we really are keeping an eye on world events right now, as, everybody is. So there's some uncertainty out there, which could have, huge impact on prices. And there's always a major weather event. Now, last year, we had a really dry summer, and we made it through a harvest with some pretty decent crop numbers. So the improvement of technology and farming practices have kind of helped, stabilize the negative impact of what a drought can do. But you just never really know what's going to hit us out there next. So we're always trying to be prepared for it, but there's some things you can't prepare for.
You've given us some key factors to pay attention to for those that are looking to buy or sell farmland. Are there any other considerations you want to share?
Well, we really feel like, farmland has always been a good investment. If you look at, compare it to other investments over the last 10 or even 20 years, we just feel like farmland is still a good value. It's a good place to put your money. And there's always people that are looking for other ways to invest their money. And we're always talking to investors that aren't even, affiliated with agriculture that are looking at maybe buying some land to put in their portfolio. So we're always welcome to help them run the numbers. And again, farmland always has been and always will be a good, safe, solid investment.
Anything else you want to say, Brian?
Well, I tell you what, let's hope for some rains. One of the news stories I heard the other day is that kind of in the upper Midwest, they had the coldest April on record. And now we're close to having the hottest May on record. So we've got some pretty interesting weather trends out there that we want to keep an eye on. And again, if we can keep getting rain, timely rains, we're going to have a good crop year.